Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
I want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you at 713-780-3776. The number to call in to hang out with us here. How about... I mean, okay, you can crown him if you want to, Lance. You already crowned Tampa Bay.
I didn't crown him.
Yeah.
I don't fear these teams like some of
you
guys do.
You crowned them already.
I don't fear these teams.
How about that inning? Holy crap. They could not put them away with two outs. Hit.
Mm-hmm.
A big 5-run fifth inning.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!
That's what Ric Flair once said.
I heard that in my ear.
And I was way back here.
I know.
You have sensitive ears.
I got both. I got it in studio and...
Yeah. Well, it's called stereo.
Over the air. I did. I had stereo. Corey Jones just continues. I mean, Randy Arozarena, you think you're just going to stand there and catch a Corey Jolks line drive? No.
Yeah, I love how you leave Jake Myers out of the equation.
Jake Myers is a beast. He's in 302.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got a better OPS, Jake Myers or Jose Abreu?
That's easy.
Okay.
Jose Abreu.
Yeah. Jose Abreu's on base is almost, it's just 0.04, 0.004 less than his slugging.
We had double, so that helps yesterday.
He did have a double yesterday down the line. He's not getting any elevation. The ball's not exiting. There's no exit velo. There's no elevation.
It's wasted money.
It's not wasted money. Hold on. I'm going to make, okay.
It's not wasting money. We got a good singles hitter
Okay. I'm going to start cooking, RJ.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to cook right
today
here.
Today is Wednesday.
Is today Wednesday or is
yes.
Tuesday?
No, today's Thursday.
Today's
Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, I said Tuesday morning.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Wednesday. This is the day
Wednesday.
We cook.
This is the
this
day
is
we
the
cook.
This is the day we cook.
Okay. What time are we cooking? 8:30?
Usually 8 o'clock.
Okay. 8 o'clock. Well, yeah. We got Jeff Maggard at 8:15. We're going to cook at 8 o'clock. I'm going to cook early.
Why don't we start cooking at 7:45? You can cook right now, though.
I'm going to cook right now. Are you ready, RJ? Are you ready to cook? Let's go.
I said let him cook!
Jose Abreu is going to hit over 300, and his OPS will be over 750 when this season ends.
Let him cook now!
What are you talking about? That was a big cook. Dude is
over
at
750.
Well, he's
that's
pretty good from
no,
where
you want to cook.
At.
You put him over 800.
I can't put him. Over,
yeah, you're not cooking.
I'm cooking.
You can't
I'm
do
cooking
it.
With gas.
You
right
can't
here.
Do it.
I'm
his OPS is going to be that of a pretty good middle infielder.
Well, listen, there's the worst WAR on the team right now is Jose Abreu. The worst WAR.
Jose
on this
Abreu
team.
Right now is a glorified singles hitter who's getting way overpaid.
Right.
Well, at this current time, that's who he is.
$50 million. It's not your money. Why do you care?
At this current time.
Why are you pocket watching Jose Abreu?
No, he can. I'm glad he raked it in. Like, most singles hitters don't get that. Bogart never got that bag.
No. I mean, Bogart, actually, if
now,
you.
Bogart also didn't.
If you want to know the truth, somebody. Did you see Adam Everett's OPS and Jose Abreu's OPS this year?
Everett was better. Somebody.
Yeah,
put that
compared him to
there?
Adam Everett. He had a double yesterday, so slow everybody down.
No, but I'm going to tell you, though, he is going to, I know how this works. I've been in sports radio long enough, and so have you. he's going to start catching it. Even if the Astros are doing well, when they're not doing well, if he keeps doing this, he will become the reason. He will become Carlos Lee. Only Carlos Lee was way more productive than this.
So Brantley comes back. Abreu's got to move back in the order. He's fifth right now. Oh, certainly when Yordan comes back, Abreu moves back to sixth. Maybe when Brantley comes back, Abreu moves back to seventh. You know, Dusty, though, he loves veterans, and he's going to stick with them. Abreu is going to hit.
Okay, which veteran
Jose Abreu is going to hit.
Well, hold on. Which veteran is he going to take? So Pena's going to the 7-0?
Pena goes back.
Yeah, why would you keep Pena ahead of Abreu? You got to get Abreu as many at-bats as possible so he can break the record for most singles for a 36-year-old player.
So Pena in the two-hole again. When Pena was leading off, he had to be moved down because he wasn't good. Pena again in the two-hole, and again the Astros win. Mm-hmm. It's what they do with Pena
in
the two-hole.
And Jelks in the lineup.
Well, and Corey Jelks is there's no question. But Pena with two hits yesterday.
I know.
And, you know, he just is so much better in the two-hole.
Pena's a two-hole hitter. Come on, Dusty. Don't overthink this. Well, I love veterans. All these guys are your veterans. They all played for you and won a World Series. Why are you going to let an interloper who can't hit in with any exit velo stick inside the top six? This just would be, I mean, frankly, it would be against the best interest of the team.
And then what do you, okay, so Dubon, again, another two-hit game. Dude's OPS is 750, 770, something like that. And he just continues to rake and rake and rake and
rake.
Altuve looks to be closer. As you see, his cast is smaller. And apparently
he has a small hand. What are you talking about?
They took a lot of the
cast. That's rude to say his cast. Of course his cast is smaller. His hands are smaller.
Well, it's not a Barbie cast.
That's like saying his shoes are smaller now.
Well, no. If he had a cast on his foot, it would be smaller. Yes, okay. But then when he gets the cast off, he put a brace on. He's just got a little hand brace on instead of a cast.
He's got a little hand.
I know he's got a little hand. He's got little bones in there, too. Okay.
Little bones heal faster, right?
Well, that's according to Brad Kellner. So he's going to heal faster. And you know what? He's dead on.
That's what insiders are saying.
The insiders are saying he's going to be back soon. The thing is, man, who's out of the lineup? Jake Myers? How are you going to take Jake Myers out of the lineup?
You have to.
A 302 hitter.
What about Chazzy Fizzy comes
in? Well, Chazzy Fizzy, sorry. Sorry, there's no room for you.
You're turning
beat
on him this fast?
I beat
Jake Myers, you had DFA'd.
Oh, no. Right. No. He beat it. Well, you know who's out is Hensley. Oh, listen.
Well, yeah.
Well, obviously. Here's what you got to do, too, is you don't need... By the way, did you see Yiner's at bats the other night?
Mm-hmm.
He's swinging at balls over his head.
He does not
look comfortable.
So, question. Everyone's healthy. Chaz is back. Uncle Mike's back. Yordan's back. Altuve's back. What do you do now? Because there's barely room for... It's really become... You're back to Dubon, Jake, and McCormick fighting for one spot.
Well, here's what you do. First of all, Salazar beat it because you thought you needed Yiner to play some first base or left field or DH. You don't need that. You just need him to back up Maldonado. And in fact, maybe Yiner catches more because Maldonado is just awful. He's just awful at the plate. Every time it's bases loaded, he comes up. Oh, my God. Hensley's not hitting. Hensley needs at bats. Hensley moves down. You need two spots with Brantley and Altuve coming back. You need two spots on the roster. So those two probably get moved down. You keep Jake. You keep Chaz. You keep Dubon, obviously. But you know, I don't know. Corey Jolks has to stay. What are you going to do? You ain't getting rid of Corey Jolks. I mean, you.
Where are you playing Corey Jolks?
I know Corey Jolks can DH then.
Okay, then that's fine.
Well, I don't know. Brantley's DH because Yordan's in left.
Brantley, one of those guys can't. Either you're going to go with your veterans like Dusty does, or you're going with Corey Jolks.
Well, you can't take Corey Jolks out of the lineup. What are you going to do?
You're going to lose if you do because he's a good luck charm.
You know as soon as Brantley comes back, he moves back into the two-hole because he's a veteran. That's it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, if that's it, then we don't even need to have this conversation. Just put all the... Put Maldonado in, put all the low hitters in, and then leave the best hitters on the bench. Simple.
You know what?
Because they're veterans, and if you're a good hitter like Jeremy Pena in the two-hole and an up-and-coming player, you go hit seventh or eighth. Because one of the veterans.
Oh, by the way, Dubon, where you play? Well, Dubon will go in center. You don't play Jake. You don't play Chaz. Dubon in center? I guess. I don't know.
He's going to rotate. Look, No one's going to win that full-time center field position.
No.
That's not how Dusty's going
to win.
But
you know how tough it is to be play, not play, play,
it's,
not play.
It's hard, but what choices do you have? Altuve is the guy.
Yeah.
So you don't have any other choices.
No.
Now, the choice you have is you can give Altuve a break more often if you want, but I don't know that that's great. I think it's fine, but no more breaks than he had last year. He doesn't like taking breaks. And now he's going to have a long break, so he's not going to want any breaks.
Can Jelks play first? What about that?
I don't know. I mean
can Dubon,
and then we'd be talking about wasted
Dubon,
money on
Dubon at first?
I'm telling you.
It's only $50 million over 3 years. That's all. What are you worried
no,
about?
No, it's not. By baseball terms, it's like mid-level player.
Yeah. I mean, Jose Abreu. would you rather have Dubon in the lineup or Jose Abreu?
No, Dubon.
I mean, that's crazy talk.
Dubon's got more pop than Abreu.
Abreu is going to hit over OPS over 750. I said it right here.
Yeah, okay? No, you did cook.
Just so I was cooking, all right?
Cooking. What's the first cook that he had? Not let him cook now. There was one right before it, I thought, that was even softer. I thought we had one that was even lighter.
Was that a softer one? Is there a softer one in that
Is there
one?
Only two of them?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, because I thought it was let him cook.
Oh, look at this.
Let him cook.
Let now. Him cook!
Look at this. Gilbert's on the line. We want to get him on the – let's get Gilbert on the other side.
We'll see if Gilbert
He doesn't
wants to
call
cook.
This early. Something must be. Something
well, maybe
must be
Gilbert up. Wants to cook.
Maybe. You think Gilbert wants to cook?
Let's give him a chance real quick.
Gilbert.
Hey, Gilbert, we want you to cook. And when we say cook, that means you're going to say something. Let's bring Gilbert in right now. Gilbert, we're going to let you cook. Now, when that says – when we say let you cook, let him cook, that means that you are going to say something that you really believe strongly in. And – it can be something that maybe not is super realistic, but it's something you believe strongly in, and you say it with a lot of authority, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Let that man cook.
Let that man cook.
Well, the Yankees
don't
win tonight anyway. That's
a
series.
Yeah.
I said let him cook!
All right, you cook Gilbert.
Gilbert.
What?
The Astros are going to win tonight, win
anyway,
the series. How about that?
There it is.
There it is.
What else, Gilbert?
Yeah. Where the draft party going to be at tomorrow anyway? You know where it is?
Draft party's going to be at Valencia. Look at Gilbert doing a promo for us. Mm-hmm. We're letting him cook today.
Yeah.
Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. It's on the Southwest Freeway, Gilbert. It's between Buffalo Speedway and Wesleyan. You got to come on by. The people want to see you. Lance could pick you up.
It used to be an old Cafe Express. It used to be there.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Somebody will pick me up.
Lance will pick you up.
I'm going to be on a plane to L.A.
Oh.
I'll be in L.A. I'll actually be at the draft. I'll actually be on the air tomorrow.
Well,
yes,
maybe Lance can take
it.
You to L.A. with him.
Nope. It's
What's
a single
LA
bed.
For?
What's that?
Why Lance going to L.A. for?
He's going to L.A. because he's going to be on TV for the NFL Network. He's got to wear a suit and not smile.
Well, I have to wear a jacket and tie, and then I can wear these pants if I want.
Okay. All right, there you go.
So I was told that.
Why don't
you
give me an NFL mug anyway?
Yeah, an NFL mug anyway. Yep.
I'll see. I know they stopped drinking coffee there because it's environmentally unsafe.
What?
So I'm
they stopped
check
drinking
see.
Coffee at
yep.
the NFL
in
Network?
In California.
In all of California.
Yep.
There's no more coffee.
Nope.
Wow.
No more mugs.
That's
there are styrofoam
Lance
cups.
Lance is cooking. Apparently, he's saying they've gotten rid of coffee in L.A.
Well, it's there, but
in
it's
California.
Underground. It's yeah. environmentally unsafe.
Okay.
It's unfriendly.
Let that man cook.
They tax you 40% on your coffee.
Let him cook now.
Yeah, well, they do. Well, they do tax you by 40%
they tax on
everything.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
On everything. But, yeah, he's going to go. He'll probably bring you back a mug, though, Gilbert, because nobody's
know,
using
Gilbert.
Them anymore.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be just somebody like Steve Weiss's mug. It's not going to look
That's
like
all right.
anything.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what if what? Who's the girl you like on NFL Network, Gilbert?
Colleen Wolf.
Yeah, Colleen Wolf. Get him Colleen Wolf's.
She's going to be, she's already going to be in Kansas
only,
City. I won't even see her.
You won't even see her? Then steal her mug from her desk. She won't even be there to see you. Take her mug.
I don't know. She has a desk.
She doesn't have a desk?
I don't know.
Come on.
Do you have a desk here?
Yeah.
No, you don't?
Yeah.
No, you don't?
It's right next to yours in your office.
No, you don't. Your desk is on the course somewhere.
Yeah. Dude, that's my office. That's my Highland Pines is my office. And Wildcat. I got two offices. Wildcat and Highland Pines. I love them. I love my offices. Two of them. All right, Gilbert.
Well, we're going to look for the Astros.
Thanks for cooking this morning with us. We appreciate it. Lance is going to bring you back a mug,
nope.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Unlikely.
Okay. and a draft program. Okay.
Is there one?
Nobody. You got to bring one back for Gilbert. And listen, how about your wife running? Gee, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, QC Kinetics helped make that. QC Kinetics, frankly, helped make that possible. And that was something that, listen, for her, that was something she started in 2014. And it's been something that she absolutely loves is running marathons. She started running at all. In 2014, she ran a half marathon that year. The next year, she ran the Houston Marathon. She's done that three times, New York, Boston, Chicago. And she qualified for Boston 2 years later because of COVID. She was able to run. But she found out during training she had a bone-on-bone knee issue, which is pretty serious. And we went to QC Kinetics as kind of a last resort. And she got through in the middle of her, you know, she was in the middle of getting everything done. She got through the process, but she really had a long way to go. And so QC Kinetics went through five different processes with her. And now she is training for the Berlin Marathon, which is unbelievable. Now, they can't, cure bone-on-bone issues, which was one of the most serious. But what they did was give her more mobility back and increase a lot of diminish the pain she was feeling. And for a lot of you who have arthritis in knee, shoulder, back, really anywhere, hip, they do an amazing job of restoring and regenerating damaged tissue. And that's what biological therapy does. This is what professional athletes have been using for about two decades now. And it's incredible because it's going to be way better than your temporary shots, having the drugs you have to take, pain medicine when you have surgery, the downtime because of, the recovery from surgery, the physical therapy. How about having biological therapy, the body's own healing powers, only that's really ramped up and you start to see the regeneration and restoration of damaged tissue? That's why the pain goes down so substantially so quickly. My friends over at QC Kinetics are doing some incredible things, and they're getting people back to their quality of life. Where's your joint pain? Well, let QC Kinetics work on that for you. Make sure you give them a call at 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. New location in Sugarland is opening up, so make sure you go to QCKinetics.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Robert Flores is going to join us.
Flores is going to join us. Hey, I want to get to the Texans for a second. I got to turn my mock draft in today. I'm not 100% sold, but I think I'm going Will Anderson, and I want to tell you why here on the radio. Because if you listen to the radio show, you've gotten everything early from John's Rocket stuff to any draft stuff or football stuff we've had, stuff on Jack Easterby before anyone had it. So I'm going to tell you guys why I'm going to probably go Will Anderson. I believe, from what I've been told, there's 0% chance Will Levis is going to be a Texan.
Oh, zero. Jeremy, you just stabbed his heart.
I know.
You stabbed Jeremy's heart.
You're going to be safe, or you're going to have to deal with a lot of tears. But do not believe Will Levis will be
Jeremy right now.
Yeah. So now Will
0%
Levis. Now Will Levis is 4-1. He's now 4-1 to be the pick. Bryce Young's still 1-10 to be the first pick overall. Will Levis 4-1. All I can tell you is I'm praying like everything that Will Levis goes first. I believe that's nothing. Yeah. If Will Levis goes first, then Bryce Young goes second. I think somebody maybe did that to push to screw the odds up and maybe get Bryce Young at a better price, possibly. I don't know. It came from Reddit. So all this is moving because of a Reddit post. So Will Levis is now like second favorite he was the favorite to be the second pick. He ain't going to be the second pick. But Will Levis is now like in the conversation for first pick with the national narrative.
It's
I believe it's all I it's believe all it's smoke. It's not. I believe it's because of I believe it's because the odds changing, and the odds are changing because multiple people are making bets on Will Levis because of something in a Reddit post. Remember GameStop?
Yeah.
Once that got high, and I understand before you start, like, you don't understand, there was short positions. I get all that. But it was Reddit that pushed a bunch of people to start purchasing GameStop, and because of that, the stock continued to go up and up and up. This is everyone wants to be on the early money, and because it's such a long shot and you got a chance to make big money, I think people are jumping in, and even if they're smaller bets, they're making a bunch of smaller bets as much as they can. And so I think the betting market is what has changed the odds on Will Levis, not inside information. And I think it's because of a Reddit post. So I don't believe any of it that he's going to want. If he does, Bryce Young will be the second pick of the draft. If Bryce Young's the first pick, to me, this is going to come down to Will Anderson and Tyree Wilson. Now, I've had Tyree Wilson in Mach 3.0. I still think there's a decent chance it could be Tyree. However, Tyree Wilson has a couple of foot issues. I was talking to a team who said, okay, a team ran down his injury stuff and said, well, here's the problem. And they ran down the foot stuff, and I think there's something lower back. And, you know, look, a lot of these players, it'll scare you if you read all the stuff they have, because teams even monitor how many times you have MRIs and x-rays, just how many times you've had them. Forget if they're negative. If you have a bunch of them, they put that in a report. And so I think at the end of the day, my guess is what happens, even though I think D'Amico's fit is better with Tyree Wilson potentially off the edge, even though I like Will Anderson better as a player, I think the Texans will say, let's just go the safe pick. You know, if both things are even equal, let's try to hit the double, because there's no question Will Anderson's the safer pick. Tyree might have a bigger upside in their opinion, but Will Anderson, it's not like he doesn't fit D'Amico. He's an outside pass rusher. He's got more production, and he doesn't have the injury history now. He is from Alabama. So those guys often end up with injuries in the NFL. I'm just telling you, it happens a ton. But if they say, let's just go the safer pick, and I think you're right, having a player with 2 years of injury issues be drafted last year only to have an injury issue, and then you've had Tyree Wilson miss, I guess the last two seasons he has missed, he hasn't finished a season in 21 or 20 because of injury, or has missed time because of, in both of them. I think you're right. I think ultimately the Texans will say, you know what, D'Amico, it's your call. If you want to go Wilson, that's fine. But, you know, here's what we're dealing with the injury stuff. And I think he'll say, let's just go the safer pick.
A double is fine. Will Anderson is going to be a fine player. He's going to be a guy. He's going to be a low double-digit sack guy.
He's immediately upgrades your defense.
He's so much better. You're so much better. So much better. Just take Will Anderson and move on. Hit a double. You don't have to hit a home run. You tried to hit a home run with Stingley, and you pretty much, well, you haven't struck out yet, but you know what? There's two strikes on you right now. He's got to play this year, and you cannot risk another high number two or number three overall pick that's not on the field. Maybe Will Anderson, who knows what kind of crazy stuff happens in Will Anderson, but you can't take a chance on a guy who's is injury prone, and that's what Tyree Wilson is. Just take the safer pick. Take Will Anderson. Go with Alabama. Alabama players, you know, they come in, you know, they played a lot of football. They played a lot of football and a lot of tough football too. So sometimes they do come in and they can't, you know, their bodies are broken down because he works them so hard. But
it's true.
I'm going to take that chance. I'm going to take that chance with him. Are you not? I mean, put Will Anderson on him. What are you putting on him at 12?
I don't know yet. I have to go and see whatever. You know, my big concern is if I go Will Anderson at 2, then I don't know what to do with Arizona. That's my biggest problem because in my mock, Arizona would be easy for Will Anderson, even though I think they're trying to trade out. But who's going to trade in? So I got to see if I have a trade-in partner for C.J. Stroud at 3. If not, I'm going to put C.J. Stroud, I think, at 4 for the Colts. But I don't know the answer on that one. But I think I'm going to put C.J. Stroud at 4. I'm just going to go with the best player there for the Colts. And then Tyree Wilson, probably 5. Jalen Carter, maybe 6. I'm not sure on that one yet. There is a real concern about his football character, Jalen Carter. Like, does he really love it? You say whatever you want. People can just say, you know, everyone, when they hear stuff like that, somebody's trying to get him to fall. Yeah. teams later in the first round, like, this is a real thing with him. They're worried about his maturity and his football character. Showing up on time to meetings, keeping himself in shape, working on practice, playing hard every as many snaps as possible. That is a question mark for him. I'm just telling you what NFL teams who do this for a living, decision makers, there's a chance that Detroit will say good things about him because they're going to let him fall and they don't want to kill the kid.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden he goes to 7 and the Raiders have a choice to make. He goes to 8 and then the Falcons have a choice to make. He goes 9. And I mean, it would be hard for the Bears to pass him up. If they do, Philadelphia gets him at 10. So this draft is still, I don't think Richardson is going to be a factor in the top 10. I do think Levis will. I'm not sure where. I think there is a scenario where Levis could fall, despite all the stuff you're hearing. If he doesn't go 1, and the Texans aren't taking him at 2, so if the Colts don't take him at 4, I mean, he's got to be a Raider or he's going to slide.
Mm. 727 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. So Robert Flores joins us on the other side. We got to take a break and get to Robert Flores. Right now, we're talking about the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. If you're looking for the best way to get out of some issue, I've got an issue with an insurance company right now. You know who I'm going to call? I'm going to turn to the Morley Law Firm. I'm done trying to get with. If you are having issues with an insurance company because they're not paying up, well, then you need the Morley Law Firm. I'm using them. I've used them before, and I'm going to use them again. They will help if you've got a divorce, if you've got issues with a doctor, if you've got issues with an insurance company, if you've got issues with someone who's suing you, if you need to sue someone, if you've had an accident and people aren't paying up the way that they should, any kind of an accident, 18-wheeler on down, you, my friends, need the Morley Law Firm. I need them because I got hit and the insurance company isn't paying up. Guess what? Morley Law Firm, sicking the Morley Law Firm on them. And they're going to be able to come because these insurance companies don't listen to you. They're not listening to you. You know who they're listening to? The Morley Law Firm. So I'm going to make the call, Morley Law. 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955. And they're going to handle this issue for me. Look, whatever your issue is, be it criminally or civilly, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. The wide range of everything that they take care of, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Make the call, Morley Law. You got an issue? 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Switch it up to the tune that I'm used to. Take it back to the days when it felt like a dream.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. Old friend of the show, Robert Flores, Houstonian, MLB Network host, at R-O-F-L-O, at Roflo on Twitter. Must follow. With us here again on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Roflo, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Man, we're doing great. So, did you guys already crown Tampa the champs, okay, until they got a little dose of the champs last night?
Well, when I saw Wander Franco catch a pop fly with his bare hands, I was like, well, shoot, maybe they are winning the whole damn thing.
That was something, man. They're good. No question about it, but
they're really good.
Yeah.
Really good. And that was a good win for the Astros last night. I mean, they're playing better baseball, Monday's game notwithstanding, but they're playing better. I would kind of resign myself to the beginning of the season that they would be, you know, kind of got the World Series hangover. You got Jose Altuve missing from the lineup, but look, in a lot of areas, they've exceeded my expectation.
Looking with the Astros, man, they got some good problems now. The way Jake Myers is hitting, we were going through this. The way Jake Myers is hitting, the way that Mauricio Dubon is hitting, they've been unbelievable. The way Corey Jolks is hitting, when you get your guys back, Brantley's on his way back. Altuve is going to be back sooner than they thought. There's going to be a lot of tough calls because these guys are making big contributions early.
Yeah, and like you said, it is a good problem to have. I mean, you can kind of see the potential, right? I mean, you mentioned Altuve coming back, Brantley working his way back as well. So what does that do for Mauricio Dubon? What, you know, has he become that super utility role that we saw Ledmus Diaz last season at times? And don't forget, Ledmus Diaz, despite his playoff struggles, he was pretty good for the Astros. When he was in the lineup. So Dubon has experience playing the outfield. He can play the infield. But what I think what Corey Jolks has done, look, being a University of Houston grad, it really makes me happy to see him have the kind of success that he's having thus far. So, yeah, I mean, Dusty Baker is going to have some interesting lineup decisions to make here probably in the next couple of weeks.
So, Robert, when you look at the Astros, they got off to a little bit of a slow start with the pitching staff. There was a little bit of a, I don't know if it was a hangover, just, you know, extended spring training. And now it's starting to, we're starting to see signs of the big boys rolling back out. I'm curious how you think the Astros are going to handle, this is a younger pitching staff, and before they had to worry about innings with Justin Verlander, do you think they change how they approach having a younger pitching staff? Will they let them stretch their legs out a little bit more, or is it going to still be the same approach throughout the year?
I think a big part of it is going to, I think a big, Lance McCullers returning will definitely help, because then you have six starters. And we saw that at times last year. You know, in last year, it was, I think the design was to ease the workload on Justin Verlander. Now, with McCullers back in the mix, I think it just allows those younger pitchers, Hunter Brown I'm talking about, maybe monitor and keep his workload in check. But it just keeps the, I like the idea of a six-man rotation. You know, maybe you adjust it depending on how the schedule looks throughout the season. But I'm going to give you another name. I don't know where he's going to slot in or how he's going to slot in. Forrest Whitley's going to play a part in this rotation bullpen at some point. His long-awaited debut is going to happen at some point this season. And hopefully he's up to the task, and hopefully he can contribute right away.
We're going to let that man cook, because that is the boldest prediction that we have ever heard. We might.
I said, let him cook.
I mean, Robert,
that
just
was cooking.
That was cooking, right?
That
there.
Was. That's what
Forrest Whitley will pitch in a major league game.
That's impossible.
Is considered cooking.
Is that an especially hot take?
That's an. Are you kidding me?
In Houston,
Forrest Whitley actually being on a baseball field in Houston.
I said, let him cook.
That man is cooking.
Man, are you?
No, we love it. It's just, you know,
we
kind of just given up on Forrest Whitley, and all of a sudden he's got a couple back-to-back good performances, and we're like, hey, well, I don't want to get too. We've gone down this road for the last 6 years, so we don't want to get too excited about that.
We can't. We've given
can
up.
Can you imagine?
That train
though?
Has ridden a long
can
time
you
ago.
Can you imagine,
Robert?
Though, if Forrest Whitley becomes the Forrest Whitley we were expecting?
And what do you got to lose, too? You spent so much money on him, you might as well bring him up, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I know that there's been a lot of start and stopped and frustration. I mean, I can't imagine what he's had to go through, because as frustrating it is for fans and of the team, imagine how it is for him. But yeah, I do agree that I think he's going to play a role, and he's going to get a chance. Now, whether or not he seizes the opportunity and thrives, that's a whole other thing. But he's got the potential to do so, and if he can do what he has been billed and what he's shown the capability to do, I mean, that's a legitimate game changer for, I mean, that's a huge weapon for, as I said, either out of the rotation or the bullpen. But we'll have to wait and see.
You know, when Lance McCullers comes back, the guy who, you can't take Hunter Brown out of this rotation, Jose Urquidy is really struggling, and especially mm-hmm. against right-handers, he's struggling.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, look, his outing a couple of nights ago was not great, and he's had a couple of outings like that this season. So that's something that they've got to figure out. I have full confidence that in Urquidy and in the coaching staff that they can get him right. Let me just real quick give you one other concern that I have. Jose Abreu. He did have a big RBI double last night. He's still without a home run. By the way, Yuli Gurriel has two home runs for the Miami Marlins, including last night's inside the park home run. But when you look at his average exit velocity, it's down a handful of miles per hour. His walk rate is down. His strikeout rate is up. And that for me is going to be, that's the biggest concern for me. You set aside the Altuve, Health, and Brantley. For me, it's Jose Abreu. When you consider his age and really good I mean, a very, very good major league player, an all-star, an MVP. But to give him 3 years for a contract, I was a little skeptical about that. And if I'm an Astro fan, I'm worried about Jose Abreu moving forward, especially what is that contract going to look like in that third year? And remember, that was a contract and a deal that was done when the Astros were without a general manager, a vice president of baseball ops, et cetera, et cetera. So that, for me, is the big concern here in the next few games, next several weeks, months, et cetera.
Well, he wasn't the only one that got the three-year deal. Montero did, which was really eye-opening
as
well.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's another one. Montero pitched well yesterday. In fact, hey, real quick, Phil Maton. You have to give up a run in, I think, 11 innings this season. So, I mean, I know he was kind of up and down last year. But, man, if he can continue to do that, that definitely helps an already a solid bullpen. Sure.
Man, it is. You talk about solid. I mean, Brian Abreu, the way that he looks like he's a future closer for sure for this team.
Yeah, he's nasty. He is a he is an imposing presence too on the mound. A hot fastball, wipeout slider, and what he did, you know, I think it was last week, getting out of that bases loaded jam against the Toronto Blue Jays without anyone out, and he had to face the heart of the order. I felt like that, you know, watching that, I was like, man, this could be a real turning point for him, a real springboard type moment for him. It had to make him feel excellent and make him just feel filled with so much confidence. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of things that are going right for the Astros despite some of the obstacles they face. So this team's going to be in the thick of things. They're going to be in the chase right to the end. I don't know if they're going to win the division. My guess is that they will. The Texas Rangers, I don't think they're going to go away either. So it's going to be a real fun summer for sure.
Yeah. The Texas Rangers. Did you just say the Texas Rangers?
I know.
Stop already.
All these fake tough guys, just like the Rangers. Right.
hey, they're really good, man, and they're hitting the cover up.
They can hit.
Yeah,
right now.
And Jacob DeGrom's going to be healthy. Okay, all right. are the Pirates for real?
Ooh, I think they're real-ish. How about that? I don't think they're going to go to the playoffs, but I was there at their spring training camp, a couple of months ago in Florida, and they felt really good about where the organization is with the young players that they have, both at the major league level and in the system. And they also felt really good about the veterans that they brought on. And I think having veterans in the clubhouse, there is there's real value in that. And it's hard to measure, and you know, it's hard to really quantify from an analytical perspective, but there's real value in it. And guys like Andrew McCutchen, Carlos Santana, Rich Hill, that's going to help those young players. Signing Brian Reynolds to an extension, that's huge. Do I think they're making the playoffs this year? No, but hey, maybe not too far in the distant future.
I know the Raiders are not happy about it, but look, the A's, they got to get out of there. It's so ridiculous. And look at the fans in Tampa. Robert, that was embarrassing last night for this team that was 14-0 at home to not have anybody. It was just ridiculous. It's ridiculous how few people care about that team.
Well, look, I know that the stadium issue has been one that both the Tampa Bay Rays and the various municipalities there in Florida, Tampa, St. Pete, all those different things. I mean, it's a complicated issue, right? Especially these days in this kind of climate. But are they going to get a new state? I don't know. That's the billion-dollar question. But I know that that both sides, everyone involved, is trying to do their best to work something out. But look, those challenges have been around for several years. For decades. So, but it's an issue. It's going to get figured out one way or the other. When it's going to figure it out, hey, that's well above my pay grade. I don't know.
Yeah, and the A's, that's done for sure, right?
Yeah, that they have signed an agreement. They have purchased land, so it appears that all systems are a go for 2027. What they do in the meantime, 2027, I believe, is when they expect their stadium to be up and running. But I think there's a little bit of a gap between when their lease is up in Oakland, and so they might have to start playing at their minor league park there in Las Vegas before the stadium is up and operational there. I believe it's on the Las Vegas Strip, so sounds like that could be pretty cool.
You think they'll succeed there?
Yeah. I mean, save for the last couple of years where they have not been good, the Oakland A's and the people that run and make the decisions there have always been a transactional franchise and have always done a good job of doing more with less, quote unquote. But if this deal is happening and this stadium gets online, then they really should have no excuse to, how should I say this, for them to be so frugal. How about that?
Before you go, we know you got your show coming up. Do you agree with Alex Manoah that Garrett Cole's the biggest cheater in baseball?
Before you go.
Before you go.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know enough about what I mean. Garrett is checked routinely after every inning, just like every other pitcher, and I don't think he's run afoul of any of the current rules. He hasn't been ejected. Before the rules and the new rules were implemented, I got the sense that there was a bit of a wild, wild west kind of element to what was going on with what pitchers were using and what they were putting on the baseball and on their fingers. But I think, you know, except for a couple of hiccups, it seems like it's been it's run pretty smoothly and things have kind of calmed down in that area. So is he the biggest cheater? I don't know. I don't even know.
Listen,
how to
Robert, yes, being able to alter that. Pitches in every start of your entire season is not nearly as egregious as trying to hit a baseball once you hear a trash can hit for the middle of the season.
Right.
That's not nearly as egregious. I am curious, before we let you go also, is Max Scherzer the biggest cheater in the league?
Oh.
No. I am curious about, you know, I thought what Cuzzy did the other day to check the glove before the inning as well. I'm wondering if the league just starts to figure out, look, we got to start checking these guys early and not just late. We got to start mixing up how we do this to try to catch these guys. Because if there's one thing we know about baseball players, they are going to try and cheat. We know that. This has been going on for over a century. It's what they do.
Well, I think that I'm going to say this about that. I think the solution is just make a baseball that has some tackiness already on it. A baseball that's similar to what's used in Japan, what they used in the most recent Summer Olympics there. So I think that that's something that you're going to see, and that will eliminate some of the potential for various improprieties to occur, be it before the game, during the game, what have you. So I think that that's the solution moving forward, and I think that's something that we're probably going to have right around the corner.
That's Robert Flores. At RoFlo on Twitter, MLB Network. Go do your show. We appreciate your time as always, man. It's great talking to you. Let's do it again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. You guys have a great week. Appreciate it.
Robert Flores right here on ESPN 97.5. He is awesome. That's a Houstonian right there. Loving his baseball team. Loving his baseball team. I don't know if they're going to win the division, he said.
Look, I have some concerns. Now you did it last year with Yuli having a bad. It was, even if Abreu is a singles hitter, you still got
Yuli. Something about that base where it's bat repellent.
It's cursed.
Okay?
It's cursed.
It's cursed right now.
It's a cursed base. But and there's something about second base where you just hit.
And shortstop.
You're gonna just hit.
Okay, that's all you're gonna do.
I don't know what to tell you.
Left field. That's it.
Let that man hit. How about you just calling him? Okay, before we let you go, is Garrett Cole the biggest cheater? I'm on MLB Network. You know that, right?
I know. I just wanted to make him feel uncomfortable before he left.
You never.
Yeah. What about, you're going to feel comfortable if you have tequila.
No, you will. Oh, no, you will feel comfortable, especially after the first, I'm going to say 3 ounces, and I think you'll get there actually before that. A nice 2 ounce pour, if you like it with a single, one of those big. A lot of people just drink it room temperature, which is great. Sometimes I like to put one of the big blocks of ice in it, one of those single blocks, so it's got the surface area where not as much, you know, you don't have as much melting and as much water in it, but it just gets it a little cooler. That can be really nice as well. However you like to drink it, you want to drink it in just margaritas, I suggest the silver or the smoked silver. If you like to have a sipping tequila, I suggest you try the Añejo or the Cristalino or the Reposado. I think those three are all great choices. But, you know, and if you really want to go big time at the top of the shelf, you go at the Añejo Extra Cristalino, which is in this really cool packaging, this awesome bottle. That thing is the smoothest, most delicious tequila I have ever had. And I've had the biggest names out there in the tequila from a sipping standpoint, and it is phenomenal. Maestro de Belch, huge in Mexico right now. It's getting really big in the States as well. 11 generations of tequila makers in Tequila, Mexico have put this together, and the flavor profiles are going to blow you away. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro de Belch.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I didn't see this. Did you see this? In the last week, Mookie Betts placed on the paternity list. Evan Phillips placed on the paternity list. Max Muncy placed on the paternity list. Cody Bellinger placed on the paternity list. Bruce Dar.
Is this real?
Retterall placed on the paternity
list. Is that real?
I don't know. I don't know this. But, man, those guys were busy last July, apparently. Mm-hmm. Busy. They were getting busy. All right. Todd has called a couple of times. Now, let's get him in here. If I said Lilia Vu, what would that mean to you?
Wait, how do I know that name?
She just won the Chevron Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Todd wants to talk about the Chevron Championship, but who doesn't? Hey, Todd.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. I just want to call and thank you for supporting the Chevron Championship. And not only did you support and help us get this event off to a good start, you also got out here and got involved. You did everything our pro staff needed. You took care of our guy, Jason Alexander, and you continued to give him guidance. You helped announce the ladies off the tee box. Whatever we needed, you jumped in and did, and we just really appreciate that up here.
Oh, wow, that is awesome, Todd. I love the course. I love the people there, Emil and Jason and Steve and everybody. And man, it was a lot of fun. For me, it was great. I am thrilled about that tournament being here, a major in the city of Houston, and I will support it wholeheartedly for the next 5 years. I love it. It was great. They can play, people. And the crowds were really, really good, Todd. I thought it was the course was great. Everything about it was awesome, awesome, awesome. You guys did a great job. Great job. Todd, that's Todd Blackford from Carlton Woods. He, great people. And I'm telling you, it was you guys did a hell of a job, a bang-up job in the first time that they had it there. So congratulations to you guys. That was fun. And, yeah, we are going to support it in the years to come because – it was a huge event. It's a big event. And Lilia Vu, Lance, Lilia Vu, you didn't think she was going to win.
No, I didn't have her winning. I had her in the top 10, but I didn't have her winning.
He never heard of Lilia Vu in his life.
Yeah, I did.
He still didn't.
I just didn't have her winning.
Thanks, Todd. That's good stuff. And Jason did a great job. Jason did a great job.
How are you mentoring Jason Alexander?
Listen, I'm not taking the blame for Jason Alexander, okay?
Jason Emil, Alexander.
That's on you.
Do you know who that is?
That's George Costanza.
Yes, it is. That's 100% George
Costanza. No, why Jason Alexander is the way he is, that's on Emil, not me. I didn't mentor him to be like that, okay? Just so you know, everybody. That's not what I did. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We're going to cook it at the top of the hour here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Bagger's going to join us at 8:15.
I mean, we can let Frank kick it off if you want.
You want Frank
to
cook?
Go all the way to 12? Yeah, let Frank be the first, the leadoff hitter. Well, let's let him be the Dubon.
Well, he could be Dubon. You want him to do it now, but then he'll make the last out of the inning, and so we're going to have to pick up the inning after?
No, I think he sets the table for right after the break.
Okay.
Let him set the table.
Let Frank, you want to cook? All right, you ready to cook,
let
RJ?
Cook.
Let that man cook. Hey, Frank.
I said let him cook!
Frank's not there.
Frank, are you cooking?
Okay, well, Dubon whiffed. Okay.
Frank, Dubon are you whiffed. Cooking, Frank?
Frank, are you cooking? Frank's not cooking.
Frank, you left the oven on.
Okay.
Did I leave the oven on?
Frank's not cooking.
Did I leave the burner on? Did Frank leave the burner on?
Okay.
You going to blow up the house?
Yeah.
All right, if you guys want to cook, here we go. 713-780-3776, and went really well last time. This is basically it. It's your hottest take. It's your hottest take. That's what you want to do. My kids are cooking on a daily basis with incredibly bad hot takes. Sebastian had one yesterday that was, I can't even remember it. I told him, you're going to have to call into the show one time because yours are exactly what I'm talking about. 713-780-3776. I told you that Mason's original cook was that they're going to rig the lottery so the Rockets can win it because they're the most popular team out of all the lottery teams. And so Adam Silver's going to rig the lottery.
Oh, really?
That's how Mason. Mason goes, let me cook. And I said, what? That's not going to. I said, I don't think that'll happen. He goes, do you think it happened with Patrick Ewing? I said, yeah, I think it might have happened.
Oh, yeah, it might happen with Patrick Ewing.
But David Stern was
But gangster. So do you think that they're going to risk their entire careers for the Houston Rockets organization?
He believes, wow. Yes. And that's why he said, let me cook. He just kept saying, let me cook. And he goes, you need a segment called Let Them Cook.
Let Them Cook.
And he was telling me about that guy who goes, let them cook. I said, okay, we'll make it a segment. Now Mason wants to know.
Okay, is Snacks going to start us off today?
Well, he should. He's the one that told me Jalen Reagor is better than Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like calling home to get Snacks on the air because I'll just get yelled at.
So let them cook. Okay, you got a bowl.
We got people right now ready to cook.
713-780-3776. Let's cook on the other side.
Let me cook right now. I'll cook right now.
No, we're going to cook on the other side. Cooking on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The 2022 year models are in, okay, are on the lot right now. And if you want that Ford F-150 Bronco Escape, that Expedition, 2022 year models, take advantage of 0% financing for 36 months. Now, for the 2023s, F-150s, Bronco Sport, Escape, take advantage of F-150 and receive up to $1,000 in accessories. Purchase a Bronco Sport or Escape and receive up to $500 in accessories. Chastain Ford is the only place that you're going to go and get these kind of deals. It's the only place that you should go to get your Ford on. Okay, go get your Ford on. Let's go at Chastain Ford. They also have F-150 Lightnings at MSRP on the lot right now. Let's go. I love mine. You'll love yours. I'm telling you, I love it. It's the favorite I've ever had. It's fast, bro. It's fast. And if you're looking for that F-150, it could be a work truck for you. All right? They've got them on the lot. You build your Ford your way. Order banks are now open for F-150, Bronco Sport, Explorer, Expedition, Edge. No markups. Don't pay MSRP on order vehicles. No add-ons. It's the only place to go get your Ford on. Go get your Ford on at Chastain Ford. There's one place to go. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. On the lot right now. They've got the vehicles waiting for you. Or do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call,
Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag. Starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.